part of the time commitment, not necessarily on the field. I think the time commitment, you know, in college you might be in a meeting for an hour and then you out. I mean, you got classes and stuff like that, but now this is an all-day commitment. I mean, you're here 6:30 in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Probably the time commitment is the biggest thing, but honestly, it's like, well, what else you got to do? You just going to go home and sit around, so it's like you might as well be. It don't bother me to be here all day, so but that's probably the biggest thing.
You having a lot of fun doing this, man? You having a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I realize that, you know, honestly, every day that I wake up and I look at, you know, what I have compared to what I had a year ago, I know that I'm definitely blessed beyond measure, so... you know, I really appreciate everything that I have, and I know that I have to come to work and be able to appreciate it even more, and that makes me appreciate playing the game because of the rewards of the game.
A lot of opportunity now with Jolly out for the year, man. This is a big opportunity for you.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, any situation you get it put in is an opportunity. So, you know, that just increases my chances of being able to go out there and play and learn, and that's what I'm trying to cash in on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I'm doing a story on rookie hazing. I know they take it pretty easy on you guys. Mm-hmm. CJ was saying what you have to carry some pads. Tell me what you have.
I think CJ got it worse than me. That's because Pick make them carry his pads every day. But no, they pretty easy here. I mean, you know, here and there they might ask you, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? I think the biggest hassle was having to go get the food. You know, having to get the food for the plane and then looking at the bill and it's just like, Jesus Christ, I don't want to have to pay this. But it's not overbearing. I mean, it's just you rushing. You know, they get all the time. You come in here and they just relaxing and you rushing to get your clothes on. You got to go pick up some food. But, I mean, it's not that bad other than that in the names that you get called sometimes.
So, what have they called you?
I think the most infamous one right now from my defensive lineman is Bam Bam. They call me Bam Bam. Coach, the outside linebacker's coach. He calls me Big Dozer. Clay Matthew calls me Big Swole Daddy. Big Swole. I mean, I get all the crazy nicknames, but it ain't that bad.
Not too bad.
No.
What's the biggest bill you've had to pick up?
Maybe $100 so far. Yeah, it's not that bad, but I'm pretty sure it's going to get up in the thousands real quick. So I'm not worried about it, though.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike. Mm-hmm.